national headlines, and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And welcome to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, September 19th. I am your host, Josh Engel, and I am overjoyed to have our good buddy Taylor Duncan in the studio with us today. Good morning, Taylor.
Hello, West Georgia and East Alabama. It is an honor to be here on WLBB today on Community Voice to talk about the magic that is alternative baseball.
Alternative baseball, baby. That'll get your blood pumping right there.
Amen, brother.
So I have a great little thing here to read. I think really sums it up. Imagine being part of a select group, just one in 1,000, with a diagnosis that sets you apart. That was Taylor Duncan's reality in 2000 while living in Carroll County. Fast forward to today, and the landscape has changed dramatically. With one in 45 now diagnosed with autism and many more with other disabilities, the need for support and services has never been more pressing. As these individuals grow into adulthood, they face a complex, ever-changing society that can feel like an endless ball game with inconsistent rules. I love that.
Yes.
With a positive environment built around the ideas of encouragement, acceptance, community, and inclusion, Taylor Duncan is working to prepare others for the ball game of life. By using his passions for baseball and advocacy, he's creating opportunities that's not just about wins, losses, and statistics on the diamond, but about winning in life. Join us as we explore how alternative baseball is breaking down barriers, fostering inclusivity, and empowering individuals to succeed in the ultimate ball game, life itself. Taylor, you wrote that.
Yes.
Beautifully put. Beautifully put. We are here to be talking about alternative baseball. Most of all, their upcoming event, Playing for Community Integration. It is a baseball game for disability inclusion, which includes some athletes, celebrity athletes, as well as local celebrities and more. We got Johnny Estrada, Anthony LaRue, and of course Taylor Duncan, the biggest celebrity of them all. And that's going to be on September 28th at 1 p.m. right here in Carrollton at Carrollton High School. It's a name your price admission. And, of course, we got information how you can RSVP in advance. But, Taylor, man, let's jump right into it.
Yes, sir.
It's been a while since we've had you on the program. We were just chatting.
Yes.
It's probably been almost at the beginning of COVID or shortly after. It was not.
Yeah.
It's pretty long time ago. So why don't we, for the listeners at home tuning in, and, of course, we are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB Facebook page. Yeah, we got the cameras up. So if you have any questions, comments, kudos for our good friend Taylor, hop in the chat. We'd be happy to read those out to him.
Awesome.
Taylor, let's take a step back. I would love for you to let folks at home know how all of this came about. I mean, as a young guy, you got interested in baseball.
Big time. And
where did it go from there?
Absolutely. Well, I was diagnosed on the autism spectrum at the age of 4, where I had a lot of sensory issues, anxiety issues, speech issues, issues going out in public, the developmental delays that often prevented me from having the same sports and social opportunities as everybody else when I was much, much younger. But as I got older, I faced a lot of the social stigmas, even as I had the help from my mother, teachers, mentors, coaches, you name it, to be able to power through a lot of those developmental delays than I had when I was much younger. But I still faced the negative social stigmas of what one with a disability can and cannot accomplish. And really, with the help of those that have helped me throughout the years, I've been able to get to where I am today to provide this opportunity, not just to help our athletes, well, become better athletes, but to become productive citizens of society through the lessons they learn of proper teamwork, through leadership enrichment, through life skills enrichment, all for the purpose of personal growth through the game of baseball, America's pastime.
You know, you're one of the it's so hard to imagine that at any point you would have struggled with interpersonal relations, with public speaking, with talking, because you are a brave guy that puts himself out there and has created something awesome with alternative baseball. So, I mean, let's talk about that since you formed this, because you have been, you have been on television, on radio, all over the place.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how this alternative baseball has grown in the last few years, especially since we saw you last.
Yes, definitely. It's The movement started in the West Georgia, West Metro Atlanta area in 2016, where we had seven players, none of them had ever played baseball before. And we just started just with the joy and love of the game, and that's transpired to all these different other areas. We started programs in across the U.S. from all the way out west to Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, the Puget Sound, nice. All the way out east, all the way up north to Bangor, Maine.
Wow.
All the way down to Panama City Beach, Florida. It's even hit the beaches now. And
Taylor's on the beach.
We got a great program down in Panama City, the Bull Sharks now. And now we found a local manager who will start one here in Carroll County for those in Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties, as well as those in the eastern Alabama counties that are part of this market as well, to be able to provide this same quality experience of not just baseball but community to those with disabilities over the age of 15.
And help these youth discover the superpower they have.
100%, absolutely. We strive to instill the confidence that they need to win the ball game of life off the baseball diamond, as we mentioned earlier, as well as to help them apply that newly found confidence into whatever dreams that they want to go out and achieve and the things that they've always wanted to do in life. Because I personally believe, as somebody on the spectrum and somebody who's lived, you know, 28, almost 29 years now, that we all have a right to live America's dream, the American dream, whatever that looks like and whatever we've dreamt about growing up that we've always wanted to go out and accomplish.
There's nothing more American than good old-fashioned baseball, baby.
Amen to that, baseball. Brother. Amen to that.
You overcome a lot.
Yes.
Not just the things that we've talked about earlier, but
yes.
just since we had you on the program last, you overcome some health complications.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, what happened was I thought that I had torn my shoulder pitching while I was in Panama City earlier in April when we had a game there, the first leg of the tour, and then the symptoms kept persisting. Mm. And then eventually the pain radiated from the shoulder all the way down toward my side, and I go into Paulding Hospital at Wellstar, and they tell me, by the way, sir, you have walking pneumonia. I said, walking pneumonia? I'm not even feeling effects of this. I'm not sneezing. I'm not coughing. I'm not doing any of that. And then before I had the chance to get a medications, the pain intensified, and I was back in the ER the next night. Oxygen dipped all the way down to 86.
Wow.
Heart rate had gone all the way up to, say, 150, 160, and went up to 170 while I was admitted into Wellstar Paulding.
Wow.
And then they had to put in a chest tube in the side there. And eventually, because that didn't work, they sent me to Kennestone to have thoracic surgery, to where they had to get rid of all the fluid from around the lung.
Wow. So this, at the time it's like, oh yeah, this is, I mean, you play hard, man. I mean,
yes.
You're like, oh, this is a pitching injury. That's what this is. And then
yeah.
It took shape. So it was walking pneumonia. I didn't even know that it wouldn't feel like you have real, like normal pneumonia.
Yeah.
You know?
It didn't feel that way at all. And then after a while they said, oh, by the way, sir, it's turned into sepsis.
Whoa. That's scary.
And yeah, it was. I was not sure what was going to happen. You know, I placed a lot of my thought in God. I said, you know, I'm praying through this. And I know something kept telling me, you're going to get to the other side of this. You're going to learn so much about this experience that you're going to be able to even become even more powerful advocate in society after this is over and you're fully recovered. And there's still some days where I'm recovering a little bit here and there, but you know, I'm very much looking forward to getting back on the diamond fully on the 28th of September. It's going to be fantastic. And I had a great surgical staff at Wellstar Kennestone, and I stayed there another week, and the doctors there were great. And I had three more chest tubes put in.
Whoa.
But really with that, I learned so much through the experience. It's taught me to use a lot of muscles of resilience and determination and recovering and getting well that maybe I hadn't had even thought of that I had before that existed.
Sure. Finding that inside you, which is a great lesson, of course, for everyone.
It really is. It really is. And dealing with some during that that time, it gives you a whole new appreciation for life at large. And I take every day and notice it as part of a second chance that God has given me.
The comeback is always greater than the setback.
It sure is. Some people have even told me that resilience seems to be my middle name these days.
Beautifully said. We're talking to Taylor Duncan, representing Alternative Baseball this morning on Community Voice. Going to be chatting after this first commercial break a bit more about the upcoming event, Playing for Community Integration. It's going to be a celebrity baseball game for disability inclusion. It's going to be September 28th at 1 p.m. at Carrollton High School. You're not going to want to miss the opportunity to play with Johnny Estrada, Anthony LaRue. I'm saying his last name right.
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Former
Braves pitcher.
Yep. So you got some representatives from the Braves right here in Carrollton. This is an awesome initiative, and we're so glad to have Taylor.
Woo!
That's it right there, baby. All right, Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice.
Hello.
That's Taylor Duncan right here with Alternative Baseball in the studio with us today. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page, so you'd be better off to see Taylor's handsome face on the live stream.
Oh, thank you.
Be sure to
hop. Too kind.
Be sure to hop in the live stream. If you got any questions or comments for my man Taylor here, feel free to hop those in. For those just tuning in, we're on the show today talking about the upcoming, brought to you by Alternative Baseball, the Playing for Community Integration. It's going to be a celebrity baseball game for disability inclusions. Johnny Estrada is going to be there, Anthony LaRue, and of course the biggest celebrity of them all, Taylor Duncan, who spoke for TEDx. He spoke on television and radio networks all across the country, literally. I mean, we established last break. I mean, from, you know, Seattle down to the beaches, up to Maine, all across the country. And he's doing great work helping the youth find their superpower in their diagnosis of autism.
Absolutely, yes, sir. That's really what it's all about. Yes, sir.
So let's talk about this game. So, this is, of course, also sponsored by 316 Family Medicine. Shout out to Dr. Key.
Thank you, Dr. Key.
We're so proud that they stepped up and supported this, as well as Shaw Sports Turf. What can folks expect? I mean, you know, let's say parents are tuning in and they have a child who has been diagnosed on the autism spectrum.
Absolutely, yes.
How can they participate?
Well, we have those who come and see what Alternative Baseball is about this first time. This will be a great opportunity to see what our program is about, how we utilize the traditional rule structure, really the classic version, because we're still the only baseball league in the world that requires the 4-pitch intentional walk. We're that classic. And we use wood bats, just like what you see here from our latest sponsor, Kenwood Bats. The president, believe it or not, who hooked us up was former Braves third baseman Wes Helms.
Whoa.
And yes. Wow. And he hooked us up with these bats for the whole tour, all the way to our game at Rickwood Field in Birmingham. So shout out to Wes. Thank you so much, Mr. Helms. And we can't wait to use these sticks, these bats, these beautiful bats.
That's amazing.
Camwood, yes.
So if you need a quality baseball bat, hit up Camwood.
Those are definitely quality, high-grade maple there. And the big thing with that, too, we're going to be playing 7 innings or 2.5 hours of awe-inspiring action of the traditional style of baseball, and we will be having recruiting there for those who want to participate over the age of 15 on the new Carroll County Alternative Baseball Program that we're working to get set up here. Chairwoman Morgan hooked us up with a connection to get us a field here. Now we got to find the volunteers and got to find the prospective athletes. You don't have to have any prior sports experience. Just come with a great attitude and a willingness to learn and willingness to connect with others. And we're like a great community. We're like a family here that works on those team chemistry skills, those strategical thinking skills, learning how to be a proper sport, because all of that is valuable in life off the baseball diamond. And our athletes with disabilities from different areas will be coming in. They'll be playing alongside LaRue. They'll be playing alongside Estrada and some others we're working on getting for the event still. And it's going to be a fantastic event of awe-inspiring action.
No doubt about it. I mean, this is a great opportunity.
100%, yes.
I mean, this is such a great opportunity. And, you know, I think that something you were chatting about before the program, you were talking about the competition into community.
Absolutely.
I think that's a powerful thing. Would you expand on that?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Well, the thing about it, when you think of a traditional baseball league, you think of the competition around it, the statistics, wins, losses, you keep track of that. But with us, we've recently transitioned into a model to where it's all about embracing community involvement, embracing community engagement, and integrating our athletes through the game of baseball with the community that we're aiming to serve. In different areas, we've had different politicians, elected officials participate, whether they've had baseball experience or not. It's like a true Sandlot experience almost. And we've also had police, fire, elected representation from the State House and State Senate in some of these places, former professional baseball players. If it hadn't rained out in Birmingham, we would have had James Spann, who is a big known weathercaster, participate in Birmingham at Rickwood Field. And so the participation of every community and its diversity, it's truly shown everywhere that we go with this.
It's beautiful because you're getting to see this all diversity across the world. I mean, all across the country, you're seeing people in these towns, not just the kids that show up to play and these great, you know, celebrity players, these pro players, but also just the folks in the community that are stepping up to participate.
Yes, 100%. And that's really what brings a unique kind of magic to this kind of experience, because it isn't just a camaraderie of America's pastime. It's a camaraderie of community, and it teaches those celebrity players who participate, as I like to call them, celebrity participants. It gives them the opportunity to learn from what it's like to work together with those with disabilities in a fun setting like America's pastime. Maybe that could influence the way that they lead those with disabilities, or maybe it might light up something in their head and might make them think, oh, I never thought from that perspective before.
Absolutely.
And it's all about blazing a trail for new innovative solutions to be able to take our society of those with disabilities into the next 40 and 50 years.
Absolutely. Now, so what's the Bluefield Railbirds? I see your shirt here. It's super colorful. If you're on the live stream, you can take a look at Taylor's shirt here. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Colin was telling me that he is from Oak Hill in West Virginia. So I thought I would surprise him today by wearing a shirt of one of our newest programs that have been very far and successful up there in West Virginia, not only hosting games at the old Appalachian League Stadium up there, Bowen Field, in partnership with the Bluefield Ridge Runners that used to be the Bluefield Orioles and the Jays, but also, too, they've been having their own community engagement. Them and Beckley have been having their own community projects for the athletes to participate in the off season that kind of make that into sort of a civic group to where they're learning how to give back to their communities and not just taking the opportunity. So they learn both ways. They learn through giving back to their community, and they're learning through the on-the-go experience by having the coaching from the volunteers that are going to give them that supportive environment. And that's what we want everywhere that we start an alternative baseball program, as well as it isn't solely about the competition aspect. That's fantastic. But as John Wooden focused on when he won all those basketball championships with the University of California, Los Angeles, he focused on the development of his athletes as human beings so that they could be successful after their careers were over in sport wherever they went.
We're talking with Taylor Duncan, founder of Alternative Baseball, on Community Voice this morning, highlighting the Playing for Community Integration Celebrity Baseball Game for Disability Inclusion. It's an opportunity for your youth especially individuals diagnosed with autism, to help find their confidence, find their power, and get the opportunity to play with and learn from greats, Braves legends, Johnny Estrada, Anthony LaRue, and of course, as I established earlier, the greatest legend of them all, Taylor Duncan, right here in the studio with us. All right, we're going to go and take our last commercial break, but when we come back, we will chat more about the event as well as how you can participate with Alternative Baseball and help support Taylor and his team's great, great mission. Well, Alternative
Baseball.
Can't
wait to tell you more about it. Stay tuned, folks.
Stay tuned. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Building momentum. I love that, Taylor. We got Taylor Duncan in the studio today with Alternative Baseball, an incredible organization that has helped creating a positive environment with ideas of encouragement, acceptance, community, and inclusion for those diagnosed on the autism spectrum. We're chatting about the upcoming game, September 28th at 1 p.m. at a Carrollton High School. It's going to be the Playing for Community Integration baseball game for disability inclusion. It's going to be an awesome opportunity for your young athlete to come out, play with Johnny Estrada, Anthony LaRue, both Braves legends, and, of course, Taylor Duncan himself. Taylor, we've established, you know, throughout this program, and of course we are live streaming this program. If you have any last minute questions, comments, or thoughts for our great pal, Taylor, feel free to throw those in the chat.
Please
folks
do.
Will probably be throwing them in afterwards. So a lot of times they'll
absolutely
come in.
Absolutely. And I will go on myself and I will answer each and every question. Even if you have one of those brain farts like I do after stuff like this is over, or speaking engagements are over, that say, oh man, why didn't I ask him that?
The way homer. You're
exactly.
On the way home and you're like, man, I wish I'd thought of it. I wish I'd thought about that.
I will go on and answer any of those questions.
Shout out. So shout out to Taylor. So yeah, he'll be checking in on any comments or questions you may have. So you've been doing this nationwide.
Yes.
You've been all over the country. You've had games all over the country. Had the opportunity to have speaking engagements.
Yes.
All over the country, both in person and on radio and television. I'd love to kind of dive into this a bit. What
yes.
you do, it does require the community. You know, this it
requires
hands.
It does, 100%. We're looking for spectators to watch the event, come see what the organization is about, then come sign up for the full-fledged program we're aiming to start in this area to keep empowering for the long term as much as we possibly can. And we need the help of those to coach, to volunteer in other roles. We need the greater community, West Georgia region.
Yes.
To help us power through more perceptions, to break down more barriers. And really, all it takes for us is just one chance and one opportunity, giving us the opportunity to show you, as those with disabilities, those with autism, to show you all what we can do.
Absolutely.
Free from those stigmas.
Absolutely. Because these are stigmas that you, especially organizations like this, have been breaking down. And
yes.
Now we see that individuals with autism are at the highest echelons of our society.
Yes.
Both, within companies and governments. I mean, they're out here
it
making things happen.
It takes a big support system and a willingness to switch over that perception and instead work on a more inclusive culture and society for the future rather than focusing on what isn't possible. I've heard this before. If you believe that people are going to fail, if you believe that you're going to fail in your dreams, you're probably going to fail because, you know, obviously there's no plan set in action in force to help you get from point A to point B where you go. But if you truly believe in their abilities and you can actually help find more of a support system, and it takes one after one after one after one, and that network, that positive network, keeps building and building and growing and growing. Absolutely. And before you know it, this whole entire region together is making, coming together and truly making a difference in the lives. I remember right after COVID, so many nonprofits had to shut down, and obviously it's led to us shifting our focus to where, okay, these guys and gals, they need those community resources to be able to live independent lives after they graduate out of high school, where resources become more scarce and a lot of them drop off the eligibility cliff.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking before the program, my younger brother, Caleb, he was diagnosed with autism very young. He didn't start speaking until, you know, he was like seven or eight.
Same thing with me. I was diagnosed, had to go all the way to Atlanta to be diagnosed back in 2000. And back then, from what we were told, my mother and I were told, the diagnostic rates for those with autism was 1 in 1. I covered in that piece of paper that now it's down to 1 in 45.
1 in 45 are now diagnosed with autism. Which I think speaks to the importance of having a program like Alternative Baseball.
Absolutely.
And community support. So you're looking 100%. For folks, perhaps coaches, players, and of course spectators. Like,
and we want the whole entire general community to come out to our game, name your price, admission, to watch the awe-inspiring action, and to learn a thing or two about what we can accomplish when we set aside those stigmas and instead work together to power through those perceptions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's say, you know, the folks that are tuning in, they're going to want to come to this. Now, how do they RSVP? How do they register?
The magic begins on www.alternativebaseball.org under the Playing for Community Integration tab that we have on there, or they can go on Facebook and sign up to RSVP themselves. And I will do everything I can, the Facebook groups that have let me on there, to be able to put those links as well, to be able to RSVP faster and easier as well.
That's so handy, you know, because I mean, on the flyer here, you know, you can call 770-313-1762 to RSVP in advance.
Correct.
But he has made it so easy by going to alternativebaseball.org. Or you can just look up Alternative Baseball on Facebook.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And if there were those that need the assistance in filling out the forms, some do, that call me, I'm willing to help them go through the forms as well as to sign up for an alternative baseball program near them and to answer any questions. I'm an open door. I'm an open book. I love to network with as many people as possible, and really anything to make the American dream come true for not only myself, but every other individual with a disability in the United States.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And Alternative Baseball is one of the ways that people can do that and help support this. And, of course, more information about the event would be on alternativebaseball.org.
That's correct. You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And right after Carrollton, we've got Luther Williams Field, home of the Macon Bacon, on October the 12th. Yes. Former Macon Braves Stadium. Chipper played there. Jackie Robinson played there. We've got Auburn, Alabama on October 19th. And then Paulding County High School on November 2nd. And then last of all, we conclude our big tour with America's oldest baseball stadium, Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama.
Taylor, you are an all-star, my man.
Thank you, sir.
An absolute all-star. Congratulations on the success you found with Alternative Baseball. And thank you for the encouragement, the inspiration, the bravery that you have.
Hey, thank y'all for your support. Then thank y'all for giving me a voice on Community Voice.
Hey, we got to get you
on the
show.
How about that, man?
We got to get you. You need to be a host. That's what you need to be.
I love that. That'd be fantastic.
Well, I think that there's nothing that you couldn't do if you set your mind to it. So,
amazing.
Alternative Baseball presents Playing for Community Integration, baseball game for disability inclusion, coming up on September 28th at 1 p.m. at Carrollton High School. It's name your price admission. You can call 770-313-1762 to RSVP. Go to alternativebaseball.org or check out Alternative Baseball on Facebook.
Be there or be square, y'all.
There it is. Taylor, thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you so much.
And to everyone
tuning
in at
home. Thank you, West Georgia. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time.